Matthew chapter 25, verse number 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto him his goods. Now listen to this story. I feel like it's very important. Amen. And unto one he gave five talents. How many talents?
Five.
Yep. Amen. To another two, and to the other one. To every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Amen. And Brother Johnny Justice said this many years ago, and it's always stuck with me. God delivers to everybody different abilities and different interests.
Right. Yeah.
Now, I was just a young man. Brother Johnny's just an old country fellow, really from Mingo County, but he lived down here the last several years of his life. And Brother George, Brother Johnny said, if God made everybody the same, everybody would want to drive a red truck.
Yes.
Everybody want to drive, you know, and everybody, God made us different.
Yeah,
amen. Ooh, come on now.
Yeah.
Amen. We all have different color hair or lack thereof. Amen. All of us are made different. Amen. Why? Because God gets glory out of these type of things. Amen.
Right.
And I tell you what, and I want to just kind of leave this here. This isn't the crux of my message, but it's an important part of it. Amen. Don't ever fall into the trap of always comparing yourself to somebody else.
That's right.
That's very important. Amen. And not just naturally speaking, you're not doing it naturally speaking. And there's a lot of people stronger than you. There's a lot of people stronger than me. There's people weaker than me. I'm probably somewhere in the middle. Amen. Don't get caught up. Amen. On in the spiritual realm. Oh, so and so can preach better. So and so can sing better. So and so's got this. God gives everybody different abilities and different talents. Amen. Why? So we can all magnify. Amen. The name of Jesus. Praise God.
Yes.
And we're all not the same.
Right.
We weren't made the same. We weren't even made for the same reasons.
Right.
We all have a different purpose. Did you know God has a purpose and a plan for your life tonight?
Hallelujah.
Woo. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. He's got to make us different because God has an ultimate will, W-I-L-L. The will of God is going to be accomplished. Amen. And you know how the will of God is accomplished? God uses men and women, boys and girls that are made different to accomplish the will of God.
Right.
Woo. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. So therefore, we're all made different. Amen. Woo. Glory to God. But God makes all of us different, don't he?
Yeah.
Amen. But what verse did I leave off on? Praise God. We're somewhere around 16 then.
16.
He that had received the five talents, here we go, went and traded with the same and made them five other talents. Mm-hmm. And likewise, he that had received two, he also gained other two. He that had received one went and digged in the earth and hid the Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received five talents came and brought other five talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me five talents. Behold, I have gained beside them five talents more. And his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord.
Yes.
And he also that had received two talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me two talents. Behold, I have gained two other talents beside them. And the Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Verse number 24. Then he which had received the one talent, I know it's a lot of reading, said, Lord, I know thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talents in the earth. And lo, there thou hast that is thine. And his Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, gather where I have not straw. Thou oughtest therefore to have put the money to the exchangers, and then rather at my coming I should have received mine own with usury.
Right.
Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which had the 10 talents. Praise God. Thank you for standing for this long reading of the text here tonight. Amen. And so I possibly dealt with these in the past. I kind of felt like going along this grounds again here today. Amen. And probably a little bit different way of looking at this, Brother Tommy. But, amen. I want you to notice when God gave the one 10 talents and he gave the other 5 talents and he gave the other 1 talent, and in a sense, he was giving these men a chance, amen, to work. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He was giving these men a chance to get out there and do something for God. Hallelujah. And I'd like to let each and every one of you know tonight, you have a chance to do something for God. Amen.
Right.
Oh, yes. Amen. Jesus here was this traveling man talking about. This man was traveling. This traveler was traveling in a far country. Amen. And here he had divvied out these talents. Amen. Praise God. And we know John 14:2 said that in my Father's house are many mansions. And he said, if it were not so, I would not have told you. He said, but I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place, I will come again and receive you. Hallelujah. Hey, why are we working for the Lord? I tell you why. Because one of these days, he's going to take us with him. Glory to God. Amen. These boys are probably at the fun age for the Georgia. Amen. I'm the fun guy finally. Praise God. It's fun to run around Dad. Amen. They always said, Dad, I'm going to go with you. Amen. And they want to go with me to church early every night. And I have to tell them, I said, Dad goes early. And you don't want to just sit back there in that Sunday school room looking at them walls while I'm in there studying. Amen. And Weston told me tonight, he didn't come, but he said, I'll tell you what I'll do. He said, I'll go up in the Sunday school room and I'll sit up there and eat a lot of stuff. Amen. That's what I'll do. But I'll tell you what, it's exciting, amen, to go with Dad. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but one of these days, amen, I'm going to get to go with the Lord. Amen. I don't know about you, but I've been waiting on that day. Thank God, I've been laying up in store for that day. Hallelujah. Wherefore, God hath highly exalted him, Philippians said, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord had entrusted some gifts, some abilities, some responsibilities to his servants. Amen. Listen to this. There is a verse that says it all. Amen. In Ephesians said, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts unto men. I don't know about you, but he's given me a gift. Amen. I don't want to get in here and name everything, but just a few gifts that God has given me. He's given me a wife. Amen. He's given me 5 children. He's given me the calling to preach. He's given me a church to be an overseer of and preach and do my best to tell people right from wrong. Amen. Great God in heaven. That's just a few gifts. And you can weigh out your life and name out some gifts that God has put in your charge and that God has put in your care. Amen. Oh, I don't know a better way to explain it other than I've only ever had one public job. I've always worked for myself, but I worked for St. Mary's for about 12 years. But what if St. Mary's, amen, and I know they got lots of money. They're buying everything up, cattle over there, buying everything up around them. I was working up St. Mary's, and they done bought 2 or 3 more houses down by that big old Baptist church, and they're tearing them down, and they got plans on doing something. They're just buying and buying. But what if St. Mary's, amen, would say, hey, Jason, I've got $1 million, amen, and I need you to invest this. I need you to hold this. We're going to need it, amen, in some time down the road. Amen. But oh, if they give me that money and I squander that money, amen, I put it in places it shouldn't be, amen, and down the road I had $1 million or even less than that, amen, and they came back and they said, amen, what have you done for us, amen, and I said, well, I've got what you give me, or I've even had less than what you give. I wouldn't be a good steward of the chance that they gave me. And I'd like to tell you, amen, believe it or not, God has placed in our possession more than $1 million. What's the value of a soul? Can anybody tell me that tonight? Can anybody place a value on a soul? I said, it's priceless. It's worth more than $1 million. Don't let it slip through your fingers. Brother George crying up here, taking a prayer request. I don't want to see my family lost. I don't want to think about them going to hell. Great God, it's more than $1 million. It's more valuable. What are you doing with the gift that God has given you? To one, he gave 10. To another, he gave 5. It's not the amount of the gift. It's the what are you doing with the gift? Amen. He wasn't saying that the one that had 10 was more valuable than the one that had 5. He was just saying, use what I've given you.
Yeah, that's
Thank you, Lord.
Bless
you,
Lord.
Amen.
Touch you, Lord.
Use what I've given you.
Touch you, Lord.
Praise God. I heard Brother Shoecraft, and I told you, talk about the sower. Amen. He sowed some on this ground, some on wayside, hard, stony ground. The seed fell in all different kinds of places. Amen. So the ultimate question is, but some of that seed, about 25%, about a fourth, about one out of every four seeds, fell on good ground. So we got a debate. We got a question here. Amen. Did that guy waste 3 out of 4 seeds? Oh, no, he didn't waste. He throwed the seed out. He put it out there. Thank God some of us going to fall on hard. Your life is the seed of the gospel. Amen. We get discouraged. I can't help this one. I can't help. They're too hard. Throw it out there anyway. Amen. Keep living for God. Keep doing the will and the work of God. It'll fall one day where somebody will grab a hold of it. It'll fall one day and you'll look out there and look what come a seed. Thank God I come to tell you, don't get discouraged. Keep on sowing. Keep on doing the will of God. And if you get your mind and your eyes on people, you'll throw in the towel and quit. We're not doing it for people. We're doing it for God.
Yes, Lord.
Woo! Right. Say amen to that.
You're right, Lord.
Great God in heaven. I'm getting too carried away.
Come on.
In this particular point, Christ tells us at least 3 things here. The Lord called his own servants. Amen. The word for the servant is a bond slave. He called those who were supposedly, amen, his own, and who were supposedly faithful and responsible to the service of the Lord. He had brought them, and they were to be his own and to serve him. Amen. Note that why he called them, amen, he put the gift in them. God. Woo! Hey, I'm not feeling the Holy Ghost here. Whether you believe it or not, you got a gift in you. Come on now. I said, whether you believe it or not, you got a gift in you. Well, Brother Jason, I hear you every now and again, and I feel, amen, and I believe you got a gift. No, I'm telling you, you got a gift. I know I got a gift, and that's not being braggadocious. I come to tell you, you got a gift. Amen. Amen. Let that gift rise in your heart. Let that gift be fruitful and multiply, and let the Lord bless and help you. Amen.
Yes.
Woo! Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
All right, let's get this. Amen. His property had this traveler, his property had to be looked after. Amen. And increased and bettered while he was away. The property of the Lord means the world, the souls of men. Amen. The servants are given the very same mission and the work that Christ had. Amen. Christ's mission was to leave the glory. Christ's mission was to leave the splendors of heaven. Amen. And he came, amen, in a lowly fashion. Amen. We don't have time to get into all that. But why did he come? I tell you why he came, Brother Charlie. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus never came to ride in a boat. Jesus never came to have a vacation. Great God, but I tell you why he came. He came to minister. Amen. He came to reach. He came to give it all. And that's what we ought to do today. We ought to give it all.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, I like to travel. I think probably most of us out here, we like to travel. I like to go see new places if the Lord wills. I'm planning on possibly going out west with my dad. Amen. In the near future. Hey, he's always wanting to go out west. He likes to drive, and my mom ain't really able. So I told him, I said, get ready. I'll go with you. Woo! He might have to do a lot of driving, because the older I get, the worse I like to drive. Amen. But anyway, amen. Hey, you look at Paul. Amen. I thought about this a many times, Brother Tommy. You looked at where Paul lived his life. He lived his life over there in Italy. He lived his life over there in the Blue Coast. Amen. Some of the prettiest places in all the world. People pay thousands of dollars to go on vacation from all around the world to those places that Paul, amen, looked out his back door at every day. But not one time did Paul talk about that pretty blue water. Not one time, amen, did Paul talk about the splendors, amen, of every place he traveled to. But thank God Paul said, I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I wasn't here just to have a good time. I was here to seek and to save. I had a gift in me, and I'm here to spend that gift. I'm here to lay it all out. I'm here to reach the lost for Jesus Christ. And I come to tell us, somebody needs to discover that gift. Somebody needs to get up and say, thank God. God put a gift in my heart. Amen.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah be to God.
Yes, he
did. All right, secondly, the Lord gave each servant a different portion of his goods to look after. Now that right there, Sister Claire, would stop half of us. Why? But would you look at this?
Come on.
Because he gave the one 10.
Yep.
And he gave the other two. I'm sorry, five. I'm already thinking about what it multiplied. He gave the one 5. And he gave the other 4. And he gave the other 1. Well, that's a church split right there. Why is that? Because everybody's going to sit around, grumble, and gripe. Look at Brother George. He's got 5. Only got 1. Look at Brother Tommy. He's got 5. Only got 2. We can't get past that. Come on now. Amen. God, but God gave according to their ability. Now right here is where I'm getting ready to give you something. Hope you can hold. It might be a heavy load. But there's what I already mentioned. You can't spend your life always worried about somebody else. You ought not pray for God to give you what so-and-so has. You ought not pray for God to lay that gift on you. That's such and so. You ought to pray, God, give me the gift that you've got for me. So-and-so's gift might be too heavy for you. So-and-so's gift, amen, might take you under. But I come to tell him, God knows what you need. And we ought to be thankful and appreciative of what God wants to give us.
You're right.
You're right.
Come on.
Hey.
Glory.
On the outside looking in, Brother Tommy, I'd like to have a gift like L.D. Moore had.
Yeah.
L.D. Moore had the gift of prophecy. And when I mean prophecy, I mean every time he ever prophesied, it came to pass, like the Lord spoke through it.
Holy God.
Numerous of times. I'm listening to, you get on preaching.com and listen to 20 or 30 of his messages, and you're going to listen to it. It's amazing. I've listened to every one of them. Amen. Some of them two or three times. Amen. It's amazing. Woo! But hey, you don't know what he went through to get that gift. What he went through to get that gift would kill some of us. Woo! He said he prayed three times a day. I thought it was for 20 or 21 years. Three times a day, every day of his life. God, give me the gift of prophecy. Amen. Until God finally gave it to him. I said all that to say this. God knows what you can handle. God knows what you're able to bear. He'll never put on us more than we're able to bear. So I feel like telling this right now. You better get your eyes off everybody else and say, God, give me tunnel vision. As for me and my house, I'm willing to do what you're calling me to do. Amen. Let that gift arise in my heart that I can do the will of God that you've called me to do.
Yes, Lord.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
If you don't watch out, your life will go by. You'll spend your whole life always thinking, I wish I'd had this.
Come on.
Wish I'd had that.
Come on.
Wish I could have done this.
Oh, my. Come on, regrets.
I know we're not big in number or not, but I feel like I'm preaching to some of us right here.
Come on.
Yes. The point is that every person was given a special talent, special gift, a special responsibility. No one was left out. Amen. Each servant, great God, was therefore expected to work and to serve according to his own ability.
Right.
Amen.
Woo.
That's right.
All right, so now we're in the grounds I started off with. If we stand before God for things we could have did, but we didn't do, because we'd rather do what we want to do instead of what God wanted us to do.
Amen. That's
scary.
That's a scary thought.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Dear Lord. I'm somewhere in the mid-age of my life, and I've been pondering, and I've been evaluating my life on these principles as of late. Lord, I don't want to stand before you one day and say, wow, there is but one life to live.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord.
Hey, how many more days you got left?
Right.
Spend it for God.
Praise
I used to know his name there in the Old Testament. What was it, Brasilia? There in the Old Testament, I think it was in the Book of Kings. He asked that question. They were trying to get him to move over to another land, and he said he was old in years. What he was trying to say was, I'm too old to pick up and move. I'm too old to get up and go. But this has always stuck to my mind. Amen. He said these words. He said, how many days do I yet have to live? In other words, he was saying, my days are numbered.
Right.
Yep. Hey, I'm 41 years old. My days are numbered.
Come on.
Every one of you, your days are numbered.
So we ought to get up every day, Brother Tommy, and look in that mirror and say, God, what can I do today to further that gift that you put in my responsibility?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, I'm about to feel the Lord here. Amen. I feel a little better than I thought it was. Great God in heaven. Amen. I want to do, Lord, what you put in me to do.
Thank you, Lord.
Thirdly,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Lord gave to each according to his own ability. No two servants had the same ability.
That's right.
No two people came from the same environment. No two people in here had been given the same opportunity. You don't have the same genes. You don't have the same heritage. You don't have the same training.
Right.
You don't have the same mind, the same heart, the same discipline. You don't even have the same initiative. We all have different initiatives.
Right.
Amen. And to one he gave the five, and to the other he gave the two, and the other he gave the one. God endows his gift as he wills, knowing each one perfectly. Did you know God knows you perfectly?
Yes, he does. Praise you, Lord.
God knows your heart.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I never forget, Hudson was just months old. Michelle probably remembers exactly. She remembers that stuff way better than me. We got a a clothes rack upstairs and our upstairs, a big like you would see in JCPenney or something. We put a bunch of clothes up there, and Michelle can look at them clothes, and they're years old, and she knows wherever piece of clothes come from. She knows who bought them for the kid. She knows all that. Hey, that's more than I can swallow. Glory to God. But anyway, Hudson was only a matter of months old, and I was ragging on him. You know, I'm a new dad. Mom's picked up old stuff dad's done. And I said, well, he's going to be easy going. I said, he's got an easy going nature. She said, uh-uh. She said, that boy's tempered. She said, he's got a quick temper. Well, guess what? Old mom called it. She's with him every day. She knows how he acts when he gets hungry. Hey, man, most men act like that when they get hungry. But she knows how he acted when he got up. She knows how he acted when he didn't get his way. She knew, hey, man, from just being months old, hey, man, his nature in life, hey, man, and she called it from that day forward. She knew exactly what his nature was going to be.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. God knows you even better than that.
Hallelujah. You say, well, I can't do nothing for God because that. Amen. I am quick tempered. Look at Moses. He lost his temper, killed a man, stuttered. Amen. Moses said, God, I can't do it. But God knew Moses' ability.
That's right. That's good.
God knows your ability.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Each servant receives all the gifts that he needs and can use. Did you know God knows what you can handle?
Right.
I don't have time to read all these verses. I'm already out of time here. But it says in Romans 12:4-8, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy. Amen. According to the proportion of our faith. Whether ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Or he that teacheth, amen. Great God. And teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. Amen. Number 6, he that ruleth with diligence. Amen. Number 7, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. God gives us every one of these abilities.
That's it, yeah.
Yes. Now there are diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit.
God.
Thank you.
And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord.
Yes.
And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. Hallelujah.
Right.
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal.
Yes.
That's why, Brother George, you can go down here in Huntington, just a few blocks down the road, and get you a Whopper. And it's supposed to taste the same if you go on the West Coast and get you a Whopper.
Yeah.
It'll taste the same everywhere you go besides Canada. I don't know why. I don't know if you've been up here in Niagara Falls. That's the worst taste of food I ever tasted in my life.
I agree.
Yeah.
We got up here and got to eat, and we like starved to death, and they had a KFC, and I said, well, let's go get a piece of chicken. Great God, it didn't taste like chicken. I don't know what they cook stuff in over in Canada. That's the worst piece of food I ever ate in my life. Amen. But what I'm trying to say is, you know how Burger King, they've come up with a way to make a burger Whopper taste like a Whopper here and make it taste like a Whopper in California. Why? Because there's one, amen, corporation. There's one, amen, manifestation. There's one, they're one on that, praise God. Let me tell you something. That's why the Spirit of God is the same, amen, in Huntington as he is, amen, in California, as he is in Kentucky, as he is in Alabama. Great God, it's the same Lord, it's the same God, it's the same Spirit as it is in China, amen, in the jungles of Africa. Great God in heaven, I don't know about you, but I want to be a part of this oneness with God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Each servant has the equal ability to be faithful in using what God has given him.
Yes.
We're going to be judged one of these days according to our faithfulness. I'll give you too much.
No.
Minds are wondering.
No.
Come on. Not on the number of the gifts. Let me tell you something. You're not going to be judged whether you had 10 gifts, 9, 8, you're going down. We're not going to be judged according to how many gifts we have.
Come on.
That's not the important part of this verse.
Right.
You're right.
But the important part of this verse was, all right, Sister Peggy, the one that had the 5, he went and used them. He spent his time, he worked those gifts, and he made 10.
Yeah.
So what was it? That's 100% gain.
Right.
He doubled it from 5 to 10. Right. He gained 100% of what he was given.
Yeah.
The man had 2, he gained 2 over, he had 4. He gained, so listen, amen. They both made 100% gain.
That's right. Come on. But the important part was not that one had 10 and one had 4. The important part was they both went out and used what God gave them.
That's it right there.
Yep. Stand with me in this house. I got more, but I'm done.
Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, blessed
Lord.
Thank you for your word, Lord.
Thank you for your spirit. Preach, teach to us here tonight.
Almighty
God, you put on my heart.
Blessed is the name of the Lord.
I had more to go. Right here, but Jesus, I feel like there's something to be done in someone's heart right here tonight because they've been looking. You can't spend your life looking at everybody else.
Right, right.
Oh, so-and-so has this, so-such, and so has that. Boy, look over there, how bright and shiny. Lord, help somebody in this house tonight get their eyes and their mind on what you've given them.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I feel the Lord here tonight.
Thank you, mighty God.
Amen. I feel the Lord in this house. Thank you, Jesus, for the spirit we felt tonight, for this good singing, for this service.
Glory,
Lord, we pray, God, that you'd anoint these altars. We need to be anointed to pray right here, right now. God, let this word sink into somebody's heart. This is a word. This is a word. Because if we are not being used, I'm going to leave you with this.
No.
Listen to this. I meant to look it up. It's been a while since I looked at it. This hit my heart while I was in this building here this evening. Go look it up. I may get a little bit the details. But you remember that tree, Brother Tommy? Jesus went by and bore no fruit.
Yeah.
Remember that? Here's what I can't remember. Did he say, I'm going to come back, but I can't remember the time. That's what I got mixed up on. I thought he said, I'm going to come back by about this time next year. Amen. I can't remember exactly the time frame. But Jesus said, I'm going to come back by this tree. And he said, if there ain't no fruit on this tree, I'm going to pluck it up.
Right.
Yeah, cast it out.
Yeah.
Because it's unprofitable.
Oh, God.
Hey. Maybe this is a prophetic word.
Glory to God.
We better get busy doing what God has called us. We better get busy doing that gift. Amen. Putting that gift to usury that God has placed in us. Because if we don't watch out, he'll pluck it out. Did you know he's got the ability to do that?
Amen.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I've heard of people being able to sing and they won't sing. God, take that talent.
Right. Right.
Oh, God.
People have the ability to play an instrument and they don't do that. And then God can take it just as easy as he can give it.
That's true.
Whew.
My Lord.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't want the Lord to take that gift.
No.
That he's got for you.
Glory, glory.
While she plays and sings here tonight, let's get in these altars. I feel like the Lord wants to help us here tonight. We got plenty of time to pray.
Thank you, buddy.
Let's get in these altars and say, Lord, don't let that gift die that you put in my heart. Don't let it die. Lord, don't take it away, but magnify it, multiply it. Help me to take the 2 and multiply the 4. Help me to get to 5, multiply the 10. Lord, don't let me be that one. I didn't have time to get into that one. I went out and buried it. Said, Lord, I'm too busy. I ain't got time to do what you've given me to do. And he took it. He said, depart from me. Workers of iniquity.
Dear Lord, I'll be a witness. If you will help
us,
as a woman I'm not worthy, Lord, of the
Lord. You
Oh, surely there's a way.